Kol HaLashon, the entire Torah, everywhere.
The Tanya in the Geras HaKodesh Zayin says that although every single Yid has to learn the entirety of Torah and do every single mitzvah so that he should be complete, to be able to have the bond with Hashem in all possible ways and frequencies for eternity. Because every single mitzvah is a different antenna and a different type of frequency of attachment to Hashem. And every word of Torah likewise. Nevertheless, there are certain neshamas that for them, per se, they have to focus on one given mitzvah with a strong emphasis, more than their emphasis on other mitzvahs. And there are certain generations that need to focus on certain mitzvahs over others. And that's why he says in Igeres HaKodesh Siman Tes that although in the times of Tanoim Va'amiroyim, the main mitzvah was learning, and that's why they were so great in Torah. But now the greatest mitzvah is Tzedakah. It's famous, Tanoim Elimelech said, in his generation, the main mitzvah is Tzitzis. The concept of Yichud Kutshe Berichu is Shchintei. The concept of Shchina, of Midas HaMalchus, everything physical, anything down from Bria Yitzira Asiya, anything we know, emanates from the Diburim of Hashem, the Midas HaMalchus, the Midas of Shchina, is the Dibur. Dibur is speaking to someone else. Dibur is an expression outward of oneself, outward of the Oren Seif, that the expression of something outside of himself, something that experiences itself as outside of himself, and yet Hashem is Sheichein and Memalei those worlds. He fills them. So Shechina is the Memalei Kol Almin, the Midas HaMalchus, and everything emanates from Shechina. Any power you have to speak a word of Torah or do a mitzvah is all from the power of Shechina. And when you do Torah or mitzvahs, you're drawing from the Soiviv Kol Almin, from the Oren Soiv Matzmusa Yisborach, a new power of light to reunite in a stronger way with the Memalei, the Seviv to the Memalei. That's the concept of Memalei Kol Almin, of Yichud Kutshe Berichu Shchintei. It's a fascinating lesson that the Torah Flogger didn't want the Yichud Kutshe Berichu Shchintei. They wanted the Malchus to function and disconnect, and in other words, physicality should never have to reunite with Hashem, and physicality should be its own entity, which was the depth of the depth of Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is to remain with physical detachment. The Olam Hazeh is also something. Yishakilkalu aminim v'amru eina olam elo achas. Hischilu loyme min olam v'ada olam. That this concept of reuniting and dissolving back into Hashem is something that physical man doesn't want. Because if it's all about reuniting, it's about being spiritual and disregarding physical. And that's the opposite of what the natural default of a person is. And that's why it's not a wonder that a person falls into sin. That's the default. Physicality and all the normal things that are normal. It's not normal for physical to be spiritual. And that's the Mesiras Nefesh. That's literally giving up the physical world. And that's why the Tanya is so busy with dying and dying and dying. Because it's all about giving up physicality. It's dying from physicality. It's lifting yourself away from physicality. And that's what it is. That's the mission. And as long as you don't want to understand the mission, it's impossible to do the mission. And that's why people say they can't understand how is it that the nations didn't want to accept. It's not a question. It's very simple why they didn't want to accept the Torah. And yet, they needed to sort of accept it in a way that they could calm their feelings that life is not meaningless and it's not just being thrown into a pit. So in order to enjoy physicality, it's even more geschmack if you could fantasize and talk yourself into that. You'll grab both worlds. You'll be physical and somehow they'll also have paradise and steal all the Jewish concepts, which was the greatest power of the Yetzirah, to confuse the Jews. That, oh, you think you're going to get paradise and you're transcending physicality. No, we have that as well. The opposite. You Jews won't go to paradise, which made the bilbul for the simple people so much greater. And here we come to one of the greatest Hasidic bombs, Kabbalistic bombs, because simply we would understand the main thing is to actually do the Maisa Mitzvah. And to purify the world, you need the physical act of Mitzvah and the physical speech of the words of Torah. So if that's the case, what's the greatness of attaching to the Mitzvah this tremendous intent, this tremendous kavona to attach oneself through the vehicle of Torah or Mitzvahs to the Ein Sof? Isn't it enough just to check off your list that you did the actual mitzvah? Says the Tanya in Perek Lamed Ches. That since the entire system is disbanding with Hashem, Hashem wants that along with the mitzvah you should say, I want to accomplish the unique bond that this particular mitzvah, these particular words of Torah bond me with Hashem, and I'm doing it to bond. Hashem wants you to have that intent, and therefore the power, the superpower, the atomic power, the eternal power that's shot down here of the Ein Sof is unbelievably more powerful when you add the intent rather than just robotically and mechanically doing the mitzvah.
Kol HaLashon, a whole world of quality content.